This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Glad to have you along on the program today. Let's look at some headlines, shall we? In Biden's America? Should we do that? How are things in Joe Biden's America? $50,000 electric bill. I just like the $50,000 electric bill.
Who got that one? I'm sure the
1,500 square foot bungalows in California. The cost of cooling LA's biggest houses in a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
Cooling off a $1,500 square foot bungalow in a heat wave is expensive enough, but how big are the bills for the ever larger mega mansions crowning the hills of L.A.? Now, nobody feels sorry for anybody that has a $50 million home, right?
No.
But the experts say the cost of keeping a mansion cool can run well north of $10,000 per month.
Do it. You know what? I'm sure. I'm a Google Map geek. And you can go down and look at all of the like Calabasas, look at Will Smith's estate, look at where Tom Hanks lives, look at where all these people live that nonstop, you know, lecture you on your car or what kind of car you drive. Or going to zoom into Martha's Vineyard or West Palm Beach and see some of the homes these people live in and the jets they fly on.
Here's one. A 105,000 square foot home in Bel Air.
105,000 square feet.
Wrap your mind around that.
Oh, yeah.
Set a record this year when it sold to the highest bidder for $141 million, the most ever paid for a home at an auction in America. Largest modern home in the country. Looks more like a spaceship than an actual place to live. Last year, a court-appointed receiver tasked with finding a buyer for the property told the Times that the monthly electric bill was $27,000.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
At the time, the air conditioning only worked on one level.
My nephew was sold his $4.5 million home in Redondo Beach. His bill was about $3,000 to cool his home. And then to heat his pool. He has money. He has a fair amount of money, but he's the one that he's one of the many that vacated California in the last couple of years.
They said when this home was working at full capacity in the AC, the bill's around $50,000 a month.
Yeah, and then you go down to Marina Del Rey and you check out all their yachts that burn diesel and are staffed and, you know, that they sit down there and that they go cruise on the weekends or else they jump on the jet, go wherever. None powered by batteries. Not one solar panel to be seen on Will Smith's house. Not one.
Isn't that convenient? How they go about that, huh?
Truly. Hypocrites.
Unbelievable. The death count from Hurricane Ian is top 70 in Florida now, drowning the leading cause of death. Still remains, Sanibel Island, for instance, is not habitable.
Can't get out there. The causeway's closed and will be for some time.
And even if you do.
Yeah, only emergency vehicles are out there.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
70.
Going to be a lot of fixer-uppers coming out of Florida in the next year.
So
boats, property, everything.
Saw a neat story about a World War II vet, 98 years old, described riding it out on Sanibel Island. Joe Venuto is his name. Called home many places throughout his 98 years. Served in World War II. Lived in Southern California, Delaware, and Belgium before settling down in Sanibel, Florida, with his wife Nancy. This is the first time they lost everything from a storm. Everything. It was intense, said their daughter. I've lived there for 35 years. I was there for Charlie, Irma, everything. The surge was, no one understood. I recall a neighbor saying the storm surge had to be at least 10 feet tall. Unbelievable. You know, we're on a golf course, and then the golf course was about this much underwater.
Yeah. Well, that's because it came in from the west. Usually hurricanes in Florida come across the state. The west coast gets the tail end of it, the diminishing part of it. But this time it was a head-on deal. And that surge is real. It's always been that way wherever a hurricane hits.
Oh.
When the one hit Rockport, my in-laws are down in Rockport, Texas. The eye hit Rockport here a few years ago. I forget the name, which hurricane it was. But the marina, Key Allegro, they call it, the marina, has these roofs over it. The entire, all of the boats went up, obviously, with the surge and broke the marina free with the roofing parts. So there was huge chunks of boats and dock and roof floating in the harbor at Key Allegro there in Rockport, Texas, when that surge came in. That surge is real. I mean, that's just like it's coming up and you're not stopping it.
Now there's a story that there's not enough water, there's not enough food nor gas in a number of coastal towns after Ian. So,
yep, still no propane for my friends in Cape Coral as of this morning.
Is that right?
Yep. She said she has one tank and she's willing to share it with her friends on Facebook, she said.
The story says, while most Floridians woke up to a normal Sunday with plans for church, family gatherings, football watching, many people in the southwest Florida coast, the areas most ravaged by Hurricane Ian, spent the day growing weary, frustrated, and angry as they waited for electricity, gas, water, food, and other basic needs. Some took to social media to vent and plead for help. We do not have any help in St. James City. There are so many people here that have completely lost everything like elsewhere. As of this morning, nobody has brought in supplies besides the people trying to get to the item themselves to check on loved ones or if they still have a home. All of the people on the island need food, water, gas, propane. They do not have a roll of toilet paper. Something needs to be done today or more people will die. It's a complete war zone down here. Wow. And, of course, there was an evacuation order. Some followed it, some did not.
There's a number of restaurants and owners that I'm reading about, too, that are taking meals into the Chef Jose Andres, standing on a gal's block what a kind human, all going from house to house delivering fresh meals from his catering truck. So, I mean, boy, everybody's in the utility crews are mobilized. There are thousands of trucks down there. 500,000 people still without power, though.
I haven't heard a lot about relief efforts from, you know, usually after a hurricane like this, you hear about effort to send supplies down.
Oh, FEMA's there in full force.
But have you heard much about volunteer efforts?
Yep. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of parts of the state where they're heading down to Red Cross volunteers, FEMA, American Red Cross. Yeah, and you get to a point where you don't want too many people and too many people in the way when you get something like that. And, you know, I still have faith that those agencies know what they're doing and they're down there. And there's, you know, but you said this morning, I mean, if you're looking for a reason to head south this winter, go down and clean up the beach. Help clean up the beach on your break.
Another resident said the devastation is horrific. However, as I learned with Hurricane Andrew, the first few weeks after the storm is when people need the most help.
Yep.
We're not sure why government agencies are not providing supplies, even if it's temporary, until residents can wrap their head around what happened and what they need to do next. Tough time down there. No doubt about it. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. For those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna.
us at 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Somebody texted a note here. It says, are you going to mention the U.S. Senate debate between Becker and Christensen tonight? We just did. It's your urging. 7 p.m. Beck TV tonight. All right. Debate with two of the three candidates in that race. Not without the Republican John Hoeven. Daniel, tell me who's on line one when you got a moment there, and I'll grab that as well. Texter says the Grand Forks Herald is reporting that Grand Forks' Bruce Jovig has been elected to the Board of Directors of the National Defense Industry Association. All right. Good for Bruce. The NDIA is the voice of major national defense contractors. So,
okay.
It's kind of a big deal.
We were talking about Florida. A gentleman named Max Olson. Max Olson Chasing is on YouTube. He's a storm chaser. He has a time-lapse video of the 15-foot storm surge that hit Fort Myers Beach that is 2.5 minutes of just heart-wrenching. You literally see the street is there. It's raining. Next thing you know, it's 15 feet deep, and a house is being taken away. I mean, it's 2.5 minutes. It's Max Olson Chasing. Listeners sent a link to appreciate that, and it gives you an idea of the devastation. It's unbelievable to watch.
Wow.
I mean, imagine the ocean comes up 15 feet, and it's all the 15 feet. It comes to the top of the palm trees in this video. It's unreal.
Texter says, how did the wind generator and solar panels stand up to Hurricane Ian? I keep hearing how people's salvation is their fossil fuel power generator.
Yep.
But what about their emergency backups filled by wind and solar? Aren't they reliable enough when they're really needed?
They all got blown away.
Did they?
Yeah, the batteries were dead by Monday.
Well, solar's low enough that would be...
Yeah.
A problem.
And I'm sure there's some homes that have solar on it and they benefited from the grates. That's fine. How about let's let the market decide all of that? Supply and demand. Innovate, come up with what you can. If somebody wants it, they'll buy it. Crazy, I know.
Did you see something seriously, though, about the wind towers?
No. No.
You'd be curious to know how they did. Very interesting.
They were generating power like crazy.
There you go. All right. What's on your mind, folks? 701-271-1100. Text me at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. People still looking for loved ones in Florida. There's a Facebook post. I'm looking for my 96-year-old grandmother, Julia Rodriguez. She was living in Sunshine Mobile Village. Last we heard, she was evacuating on Wednesday, but haven't heard from her. She doesn't have a cell phone. Any advice? We're very worried and live in New York.
Well, if you go on Twitter and just type in Fort Myers Beach, there's all kinds of pets, pictures of the devastation. A gentleman, Denny Hurst, who was out on his sailboat, 72 years old. They haven't heard from him. Yeah, there's a lot.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
I did not. And that's a question I've answered the same for the last 15, 20 years.
You've given up long ago on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I have no. Yep. It just hasn't been funny. It's just started getting more and more political and just not funny. When Chris Farley and that team left, I was kind of out.
Evidently, it bombed again this weekend.
Well, I'm not alone then.
No. Didn't go so well. struggles in its season debut. 48th year.
Yep. They've been promoting it.
You didn't watch it?
Nope.
Don't care.
Don't care. They fired the people that they had. They have this year I did see an article, all new cast. And they think that that's the reason that, mistakenly think that that's the reason no one's watching it anymore. It's just not that funny.
When a humor program is not funny, it's pretty much the beginning of the end.
Well, it's, you know,
you're supposed to be funny.
Talk about what's funny anymore. Who can't, you know, everything's woke. You can't crack a real joke anymore because somebody's going to get offended or somebody's going to cancel you or whatever. Like, here, let me introduce you to my friend Andy Dice Clay and Sam Kennison here. You want to be offended? Give them a minute, you know. But can't have that anymore. Joe Rogan talks about that a lot. It's unbelievable. He's a comedian. Can't tell jokes anymore. Even at his shows, people will come to his show. They know what he does. And they still shout out, you know, how dare yous and, you know.
This is humor, people.
You don't have any compassion. It's a joke.
Let's laugh together. Headline, Supreme Court's approval sinks to historic lows 100 days after abortion decision. This is the sign of the snowflake world we live in, isn't
it?
Yeah,
who'd they ask?
Yeah.
Where'd they ask it?
A good point. Need to dig into that one just a little bit more.
Well, I was talking earlier, if you live in Minnesota, and I don't know if you're seeing it in North Dakota or wherever else, but every network, it seems, in every ad break, there is a nonstop bombardment on Scott Jensen, who's running for governor in the state of Minnesota, on Scott Jensen's going to ban abortion. It's literally every break on every network I watched yesterday and over the weekend, and it's nonstop, and it's one thing. It's simply, he wants to ban abortion.
By the way, abortion's not on any ballot.
Yeah, and the governor can't just do that, but it's everywhere. And it's
nowhere on, it's not on the ballot. It's not.
No.
It's just made up.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Hyperbole.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And the Roe v. Wade thing, and what the Supreme had nothing to do with political party. That was simply a point of law.
And by the way, the court does not exist to have a favorable public opinion. They call balls and strikes on the law. So public approval of the court does not matter.
No. It's a, yeah. Rule of law.
Ridiculous. Ray has a question or comment when we come back. Others welcome. 271-1100. Short break. Back with more after this on What's On Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Millions of people across the southeast United States are tallying their losses and assessing their damage left by Hurricane Ian, a devastating storm that claimed dozens of lives in Florida. The storm also played a role in the deaths of four people in North Carolina and two in Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis
brought so much water that you're having basically what's been a 500-year flood event.
More FBI whistleblowers are telling one lawmaker about the corruption at the FBI and Department of Justice. Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert on Newsmax.
This Justice Department has gone to the old Nazi way of intimidating, of trying to manipulate and scare people into doing exactly what they said.
Kim Kardashian agreed to pay a $1.26 million fine for peddling cryptocurrency on Instagram without revealing she was being paid. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Mind brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, home of the Finley Osanas, which right now are in stock and ready to deliver. 12-month, no interest, no payment financing available. Use it now, you pay later. If you watch Rhonda Patrick, she does a podcast. She talks about sauna, the miracle of the medical world. So many things. Improve in your health from the use of a sauna. Regularly every day. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. Every day, made better. Live better, live longer. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Just tell them Scott sent you. Ray left you a comment.
Yeah, he didn't have time to hang on, but he was talking about the border when the Texas Guard... Remember the story a few months back when the Texas Guard locked that gate and the feds came over and said, no, you can't lock that. That's our gate. You can't lock that. And they opened the gate again. So when he's wondering about motive, you know, it's like feds certainly don't want anything secure. They're open that gate back up. And Kevin McCarthy was on this weekend on the Fox and Friends on Weekend, was just talking about this new deal he's got drawn up and the specific steps to take. That they will take when they take back the House and hopefully the Senate. So there's a plan. I mean, you can go to his website and read all about it. He's got definite items, things, solutions that will lead to, you know, getting a fix on this. It's getting a handle on it.
Secure the border being high on that list.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's talking immediately about what they're going to invoke, what they're going to send down there, how they're going to do. I mean, but again, you got to get past 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, even if we do win both houses.
271-1100 today to call us. Texter says, what is your view on the corn milling plant in Grand Forks? My view is that anything Chinese-owned within close proximity to the Grand Forks Air Force Base is a bad idea. Bad idea. Not a good idea. That'd be my take. News note here, Governor Burgum led a delegation of North Dakota officials and business representatives on a first day of a week-long trade and investment mission to Japan, highlighting the state's many trade, investment, and business opportunities in a presentation to the Japan External Trade Organization, promoting the state during a reception with Japanese businesses at the U.S. Ambassador's residence in Tokyo. In addition to Burgum, a 35-member trade delegation included Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner, staff from the North Dakota Trade Office, North Dakota Department of Commerce, Governor's Office, Bank of North Dakota, North Dakota State University, University of North Dakota, representatives from about a dozen North Dakota companies, including agriculture, energy, manufacturing, technology, and aerospace. Governor said Japan is an important trade partner for North Dakota and a key strategic ally for our nation. This trade and investment mission aims to strengthen that relationship and support our citizens by identifying new markets for North Dakota products and attracting investment and jobs to our state in a variety of sectors, including agriculture, energy, and technology. We are grateful to our Japanese hosts for the opportunity to share all that our state has to offer and work toward agreements that benefit all of our citizens. All right. A little bit of news. The governor is in Japan. Now you know. Texter says, what is the latest on Pillow Man and his phone? We're due for a little check-in with Mike Lindell. We talked to him shortly after the Hardy's confiscation of his phone. But certainly can do an update with Mike Lindell for you, if you'd like. So glad I found you again, Scott. So disappointed in K-Fire Radio. Shame on them. Go 1100 the flag. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that a great deal. Thank you.
We're looking at, listeners sent a link, looking at some high altitude footage of Fort Myers Beach. Kind of a before and after. It's really unbelievable. I mean, there is, you know, literally from the road right, the main drag at Fort Myers Beach is the concrete. The road itself is gone. The one that would run inside the hotels.
I've seen that, yeah.
So, and of course, a lot of slamming of Ron DeSantis. You know, like he was supposed to have a crystal ball to know exactly where it landed.
So what
where it was going to be.
What are they slamming him for?
Oh, let me see here. I'll find a couple of them. Where is he? No food, no water. Where's the governor? There's a few of them. Wait till DeSantis blames the National Weather Service and thus Biden for their forecast, even though the cone always includes Fort Myers Beach. He's getting slammed because he didn't evacuate. He was at a football game. Just a few of them.
Didn't evacuate. In other words, call for an evacuation sooner?
Of that area. He was calling for evacuations further north. But, you know, I don't think Ron DeSantis is a meteorologist. Or, I mean, I think he probably goes on the information he's given. And he had, you know, he had state and National Guard ready to mobilize. He had thousands of utility trucks ready to mobilize. And they want him to be like, come there for some reason. Like he, you know, sure he's doing all he can. I just got to politicize everything.
Texter says China is buying land near U.S. military bases all across the USA. Well, we know about the situation in Grand Forks, which is why we said bad idea. Any others, I would say the same thing. Another listener says that 92-year-old gentleman who claimed to have served during World War II would have only been 15 years old at the end of the war. Is it possible? I know there are a lot of stories about World War II vets who lied about their age to go sooner. So I guess it's possible a 15-year-old could have said he was 18 and been sent to war. Heard the stories over and over and over again. So, that would not surprise me one bit. State Game and Fish Department's annual fall aerial mule deer survey, set to begin October 9th in western North Dakota. Weather permitting, the survey takes about 2 weeks to complete. During the survey period, people could notice low-flying small airplanes over some parts of the Badlands. Game and fish biologists have completed aerial surveys of the same 24 Badlands study areas since the 1950s. The survey is used to collect mule deer population data for monitoring demographic trends such as buck-to-doe and fawn-to-doe ratios. All right? In case you're wondering. Now you know. Now you know. What else, Kev?
I'm just looking at some of these pictures. If you go to the Fort Myers Beach, just search that on Twitter. There's a picture, and the shrimping industry down there is huge. And it's probably five blocks from the water, and there are massive shrimp boats, literally, and what looks like a huge yacht, literally sitting inside of a building that's five blocks from the ocean. These three massive boats. Unbelievable.
271-1100 is our telephone number. 271-1100. Questions or comments, welcome as always on What's on Your Mind. Appreciate hearing from you on the program for sure. You can also text us at 237-1590. Let's go to Grand Forks and Ellen. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ellen.
Hi, Scott. I just have been enjoying your conversation about Fort Myers Beach. And my husband and I have been vacationing on Fort Myers Beach for 10 years, and we plan to go again in February, but maybe not.
No kidding.
We have a timeshare condo on the north end of Fort Myers Beach, and it's still standing, but heavily damaged. And our board of directors and manager, of course, can't get in there and to assess it yet.
No kidding. Wow.
But I think after Hurricane Charlie, I think it was, they put in huge sliding glass doors, hurricane-style doors, going out to the lanai on our building. And we'll see if they have helped, you know, if they crashed in. We have a small villa on the side of our resort that I saw pictures where windows were smashed in, and then we have a parking lot that had like 3 feet of sand in it on it, and all of our pool was full of sand, and our hot tub is totally covered up. Times Square is about half a mile down the main drag of Fort Myers Beach, and where the shops and the bars and restaurants are, so many wonderful restaurants that are just flattened, and there's nothing there. So even if we get our resort up and running, you know, the amenities are gone there, but they'll rebuild, you know, but it'll take years.
Oh, yeah, so, the tourism dollars that'll be lost will be just devastating. My high school classmate has a house three blocks from the beach or Fort Myers Beach. They're just basically now waiting to see if it's going to be condemned. Because the whole underneath of it was...
Sure.
And the first floor, I mean, he's on a stilt deal where his garage is underneath. The water was up in the house on the second level. It washed it all up.
Oh, sure.
Crazy.
Yeah, our resort, the main level is... The main offices are on the main level, and the laundromat and the pool bar. But then the resort, the rooms don't start till the second level. But I've been watching or listening to Beach Talk Radio on Facebook.
Hang on, hold that thought, and if you would, 1 second. Warren's behind you, up against the break here. Don't go away. Tell us about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
PetraServe USA. Good. Meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. Harwood spaghetti and meatballs. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, lasagna or chicken tenders. Mac and beef at 12th and I-29. Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue. Salisbury steak on 45th. Plus any fresh baked muffin. 99 cents today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it, okay? All right, sorry to cut you off. Go ahead and finish your thought.
What I wanted to say was I found Beach Talk Radio is like they're working out of the at the base of the bridge. The Matanza Bridge didn't sustain any damage, so they can get over the bridge if you're an authorized person. But they're taking donations and supplies, things like that, and they say they're going to take it right over the bridge and give it to the people that are there. They're taking donations on Venmo only, and as of yesterday, they raised $45,000.
Wow.
So
I saw something, too, that on the Twitter feed for Fort Myers Beach, they're needing help, and Fort Myers can get supplies from Cajun Navy. They've got a second safe camp location there at the South Walmart in South Fort Myers. So there's a number of entities down there that are, but obviously the flooding is keeping a lot of people out, just the nastiness of it, the impassable roads, I'm sure. We're sure praying for you and your property down there.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, I'm a first-time caller, too, by the way.
Well, call again, would you?
Sure.
All right, thank
you. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. You bet.
Bye.
9 before the top of the hour. Let's go to Warren next. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Warren.
Hey, you guys were talking about the app and different things you can hear 1100 the flag. We, you know, when you were with KFYR, we... you know, you jump from one piece of equipment to the next piece of equipment, your tracker, your feed wagon, you know, you're hooking up to Bluetooth. Pretty soon you just have to abort that mission because it's just too difficult to try to listen. It's, you know, it's a bad deal because middle, that Jamestown, that whole area down there, you know, we picked you guys up, and I think a big audience got lost over there. I know we beat that probably to death already, but just a view, I guess, I had. And the second thing was last week, you had a guy call in from Grand Forks that was talking about, you know, the Republican Party and, you know, that they don't have a lot of fight. And then they come with the other side comes with their crazy woke agendas. And, well, then the Democrats or the Republicans, well, we're going to do it better. We'll try to do this better, whether it be the woke policies, the gun grabs, you know, we'll address it. What's wrong with just saying that's stupid, it's ridiculous, and go away? Why can't they just start that instead of constantly trying to pander to these crazy ideas? You know, you need to go back to ranch life, you know, when it comes to gender and the madness that's out there. My dad used to say people need to starve before they figure it out. You know, you can't take 200 heifers and put them in a pasture and expect to get a calf out of it the next year by dumping in 10 more heifers. You know, when are people going to wake up?
Great question.
Starting with our own people.
Say again?
Starting with our own, delegation. You know, when are they going to start saying, hey, this is ridiculous. It's enough. Enough of it.
Well, that would answer the question and be a road to solving the problem. And they don't want to solve problems or answer questions or even deal with anything that doesn't go with what they really want to do. So I guess that's why. And until somebody starts, you know, getting off a teleprompter, I would think, and actually having conversations where they have to answer hard questions, it'll never happen.
Or just call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
All you're suggesting.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm not picking on anybody, but I've never heard John Hovind so much as it is election time and it's time to watch commercials. You know, what's wrong with getting up there and saying, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Kevin Cramer because he was kind of the question, let's beat around the bush about the question, but he's finally starting to say things that are ridiculous and, hey, this is dumb, you know. I'm actually starting to listen to him a little bit more because he's starting to fight back a little bit more. We need to see more of that. Like the guy said in Grand Forks, they set the agenda. Well, no, we can do it better. No, that's dumb. It's ridiculous. You know, everybody ran their farms, ranches, chicken coops, whatever they did, man, we'd be broke the first year doing it their way.
Well said. Well said for sure.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Call again. We could use some of that breath of fresh air, common sense.
Ranch wisdom.
Yeah, there you go. A little ranch wisdom.
Ranch logic.
Yeah, exactly right. Texter says, was the hurricane worse than Katrina back years ago?
Relevant question. I think it would just because everything costs more. There's, you know, the price tag's up on everything, but That was bad too.
All right, folks, we're out of time. This was a lot of fun. Went quick. We'll do it again tomorrow, though.
Quick Monday.
My gosh, yes.
Thanks for all the texts, too. Great stuff. Great links. Appreciate them all.
A lot of great info. We appreciate you. God bless. See you tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab-and-go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of ice mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.